here at the American Coalition for Ethanol annual meeting. With me is Senator Ben Nelson, who just received the highest award from ACE, and that's the Merle Anderson Award. Senator, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I'm very honored to be in the company of giants such as Merle Anderson, who was at the very beginning one of the creators of the idea, as well as one of the innovators in the process. So it's very heartwarming to be considered in his company, but he certainly deserves the accolades that he's gotten, and I'm just very proud.
Well, of course, you talked a little bit about what's going on with the farm bill. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm very distressed that the House chose to run out on recess without finishing its job. Obviously, the Senate, for a change, perhaps, got its work done, sent it over, our bill over, and it was a bipartisan bill with a long, strong bipartisan support. Sent it over to the House. The House committee came out with a bill, and now it's blocked by the leadership. And people are going to have to say to Tea Party members, you're entitled to your own opinion. You're just not entitled to stop progress for such areas as farm legislation.
You talked about starting the Governor's Coalition for Ethanol, and right now, of course, we're in a serious drought situation. The newest USDA crop report came out this morning showing a 13% drop in the corn crop. A lot of calls for waiving or doing away with the RFS. What do you think about that?
Well, I think what we need to do is pass the farm bill. There's money in the farm bill to help with livestock losses and under the other losses as well. And so, consequently, we don't want to go backwards trying to go forward. So I think there are other ways of dealing with this. We don't have to start changing the RFS.
Well, of course, you're in a livestock state here, too, and they're the ones that are really behind most of these calls. How do you walk that line between you know, what they would like to see as far as more corn, more feed, and what, you know, is good for the ethanol industry, good for the country as far as getting us off foreign oil?
Well, we have to take a longer view. We can't look just at one day at a time here, although I don't want to, if you're upside down, pretty hard to have a long view. But quite honestly, I think there are other ways of handling this than changing mandates and changing the formula. What we need to do is get legislation through that has some protection and help for farmers and ranchers and feeders. That's obviously what it's, I went out to the western part of the state and met with a group yesterday, feeders, cow operators, as well as producers and some row crop farmers as well. And the key is that they're all hurting, but the kind of help that we need to provide is to get them through a very rough period here with a flash drought that nobody anticipated, nobody could predict, and we're facing it, and we don't know how long it's going to go. So rather than change the whole system, let's find a way to sustain people through the tough time.
All right. Thank you very much, Senator. Here at the ACE conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.